בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד קיץ תשע"ב 2012 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב לכם. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our weekly program, Seeing the World. And with us in the studio is tour guide Ron Williams, who takes people on tornado tours. Good afternoon, Ron.
Good afternoon.
Ron, I understand you take groups of tourists all over the USA to watch tornadoes. I'm surprised that people choose to spend their vacation this way.
Actually, it's not that surprising. It's true that many people like to relax on their vacation, but others are looking for adventure. And tornado tourism offers a lot of excitement. You get close to some of the most powerful storms and the strongest winds on the planet, and you see the full force of nature. And there's something else, too. We often travel hundreds of kilometers in order to find a tornado, and on the way, we pass through some of the most beautiful scenery in the USA, in places that you'd probably never see otherwise. So even if I don't manage to get near a tornado, I can still give my customers a unique experience. That's why many of them come back every year. In fact, they often tell their friends how much they enjoyed the tour and convince them to come along too.
Can you explain how you find a tornado? I mean, tornadoes can move very fast over a very large area. So how do you know when and where you are likely to see one up close?
Well, it's not easy. I have to study weather maps, and I also use all kinds of high-tech equipment and special computer programs that show me where to expect the biggest tornadoes. But it can still take days and days of driving to find a really powerful one. And sometimes you simply don't find any tornado. As everyone knows, the weather doesn't always behave according to the forecasts, and even with the most advanced technology, you can never be sure of success. The tourists who pay me to show them tornadoes know this and accept it.
Isn't it dangerous to get close to tornadoes? Don't they destroy everything in their path?
You're right that tornadoes are extremely dangerous, and we take the dangers very seriously. But when I say we get up close, that does not mean we drive directly into the path of a tornado. We do keep a safe distance. Also, there are safety rules that all tornado tour companies must follow. For example, we have to travel in groups so we can help each other if necessary. And we always have to inform the police where we're going. These rules seem to work. I myself don't know of anyone who has ever been injured on a tour.
I'm glad to hear it. One last question. What about the future? Do you think you'll be doing this job for a long time?
Well, I only started my company 5 years ago, and I'm still very excited about the work. As a tornado tour guide, I get to meet a lot of people who share my interest. I myself never get tired of watching tornadoes. It's an incredible experience for me every time. So I really wouldn't want to do any other job.
Yes, I can understand that. Thank you, Ron, for this fascinating talk. And to you, listeners, goodbye until next week.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע את הקמת צלילים ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our weekly program, Seeing the World. And with us in the studio is tour guide Ron Williams, who takes people on tornado tours. Good afternoon, Ron.
Good afternoon.
Ron, I understand you take groups of tourists all over the USA to watch tornadoes. I'm surprised that people choose to spend their vacation this way.
Actually, it's not that surprising. It's true that many people like to relax on their vacation, but others are looking for adventure. And tornado tourism offers a lot of excitement. You get close to some of the most powerful storms and the strongest winds on the planet, and you see the full force of nature. And there's something else, too. We often travel hundreds of kilometers in order to find a tornado, and on the way, we pass through some of the most beautiful scenery in the USA, in places that you'd probably never see otherwise. So even if I don't manage to get near a tornado, I can still give my customers a unique experience. That's why many of them come back every year. In fact, they often tell their friends how much they enjoyed the tour and convince them to come along too.
Can you explain how you find a tornado? I mean, tornadoes can move very fast over a very large area. So how do you know when and where you are likely to see one up close?
Well, it's not easy. I have to study weather maps, and I also use all kinds of high-tech equipment and special computer programs that show me where to expect the biggest tornadoes. But it can still take days and days of driving to find a really powerful one. And sometimes you simply don't find any tornado. As everyone knows, the weather doesn't always behave according to the forecasts, and even with the most advanced technology, you can never be sure of success. The tourists who pay me to show them tornadoes know this and accept it.
Isn't it dangerous to get close to tornadoes? Don't they destroy everything in their path?
You're right that tornadoes are extremely dangerous, and we take the dangers very seriously. But when I say we get up close, that does not mean we drive directly into the path of a tornado. We do keep a safe distance. Also, there are safety rules that all tornado tour companies must follow. For example, we have to travel in groups so we can help each other if necessary. And we always have to inform the police where we're going. These rules seem to work. I myself don't know of anyone who has ever been injured on a tour.
I'm glad to hear it. One last question. What about the future? Do you think you'll be doing this job for a long time?
Well, I only started my company 5 years ago, and I'm still very excited about the work. As a tornado tour guide, I get to meet a lot of people who share my interests. I myself never get tired of watching tornadoes. It's an incredible experience for me every time, so I really wouldn't want to do any other job.
Yes, I can understand that. Thank you, Ron, for this fascinating talk. And to you, listeners, goodbye until next week.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.